This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. 248-539-9797, the phone number. Pistons with a win over the Bulls last night. Very, very impressive as they take care of business without Cade Cunningham, without Jalen Duren, without Tobias Harris. How do they get it done? Well, they get 31 points. 31 points from Beef Stew, which was huge. And look, this was a close basketball. This is a game that the Bulls were winning. I think they had an 8-point lead at one point. Pistons roar back behind basically the bench mob. Who are the four? Like it, when they made the run, Kang, it was Danis Jenkins, Javonte Green, Chaz Lanier,
and like Asar Thompson.
Yeah.
Paul Reed was out there.
Paul Reed and Asar Thompson. Yeah. Which feels like a bunch of guys that were as likely to be playing for the Motor City Crews at some point. Not to be disrespectful, but they get it done. It was awesome. It was really nice to see. And the Pistons now have a 4-game lead in the East. And I find it intriguing in an era where Detroit fans are not happy with GMs for not being more aggressive at the trade deadline. There's an element of you Piston fans out there saying, I don't know if I want to mess with this. They're playing so well. I'm not sure I want to mess with this.
All right.
So, Ole Miss Miami tonight. You got any gut on this college football playoff game? Any gut feel?
Yeah, this is one of the. I mean, look, we got into the final four teams here. These games gonna be great. And what I love about it, it's a matchup. You got Ole Miss's high powered offense against Miami's stifling defense. Miami comes at you with pass rush. They've got some skilled players that are pretty good. I'd love the idea that Ole Miss is going to continue to win in spite of Lane Kiffin leaving and all the mess and turmoil he's left the program with, that these guys are going to play for each other. Trinidad Chambliss, the local kid, it's great to watch him. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Ole Miss big time in this game, but Miami is such a tough task. I did not expect Miami to be able to shut down Georgia the way they were. And here they are.
Miami shut down Ohio State.
Ohio State, sorry, yep. Ohio State.
It's okay.
But
Texas A&M prior to that.
Yeah,
at Texas A&M.
A&M is one thing, but I mean Ohio State with all the weapons they have, and they were impotent against that defense. So is this really one of the great defenses in college football, in college ball history?
Yep.
We're going to find out tonight just how good that defense is, and we're going to find out how good the offense is for Ole Miss.
So, Reuben Bame and Akeem Mesidor are the two edge rushers for Miami, and they have been a handful for everybody. It was interesting to see what happened to what's the name of the kid at Ohio State?
Sayan.
Sayan, thank you. Good Lord. All the Ohio State quarterbacks run together. They remind me of the bad guy from a John Hughes movie, giving Molly Ringwald a hard time back in the day. But anyway, Julian Sain struggled against that pass rush. And the Marcel kid from Texas A&M struggled against that pass rush. Will Trinidad Chambliss struggle against that pass rush? I think this is going to be more of a low-scoring game. But, you know, I mean, I don't know if this matters at all, but you look at teams that didn't play for their conference championship still playing. Indiana did. Oregon didn't. Miami didn't. And Ole Miss didn't.
Miami not playing for their conference championship was an absolute joke, but that's the cluster that the ACC is when you have that many teams. And
also four teams, four transfer quarterbacks, which is just, it's all becoming the norm. It's all becoming the norm. But, yeah, tonight I think it comes down to can Ole Miss handle Bain and Messidor, their two edge rushers. And, like, I totally get it. It was funny listening to this become Ole Miss kind of becoming a little bit of America's team as an anti-Lane Kiffin movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that, you know, he wants to bring his staff with. He's let them stay up until now. I believe the tight end and the wide receiver coach have now bolted Oxford. And I'm like, how wrong is it?
Well, they didn't bolt. They were forced out.
Right. They had to leave. But my point being, how wrong is it in a sport where you work so hard to build a roster? You know, you're there at the building at 5 in the morning and you leave 11 at night and you dedicate all this time and energy to getting the most out of your team. And then we're running an offseason where guys are leaving before they even get to the finish line. It's just the weirdest, weirdest thing. And if I were the commissioner of the SEC, I'd, what is your job if your job isn't, hey, we're not going to pilfer each other's coaches when we're going for a national championship? You may want that guy, but what if it's you someday? What if it's you, LSU, that is playing for a national championship and Alabama comes calling with a bigger paycheck?
They, like, can't help themselves.
They can't. But that, what good is a commissioner if you're not going to, like, oversee that we're not going to undermine what other conference teams?
What good is having an NCAA if they're not going to enforce rules? Period.
Well, they've basically changed the rules, and it looks like they might enforce with the Damon Williams contract that he signed with Washington and put his name in a portal, but whatever. Time for another edition of Who's on Top. Let's go. Okay, I've got a list. It's actually a worldwide list, but we're not going to do worldwide because all of these things are domestic, as it turns out.
Okay.
It's a list of the best potato chips. Now, people are going to ask questions. What necessarily qualifies as a potato chip? And I'm going to say just about everything is my answer.
Okay.
Yep. As I look at what made the list, it feels like just about everything made it.
A chip, a cracker, a pretzel, something.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. And I'm going to give you one guess, Skater, and then the people are going to see if we can round out the top 10, which we have only done once in the history of the Carson Anderson program.
It's our 19th year doing a show.
Yep. So, good Lord, is it?
Yeah.
Shh.
Started year 19.
Don't tell management. Are you ready?
Let me get one more caveat, though.
Okay.
How specific do you have to be?
Like
flavors.
There are things on here that are specific.
Okay,
flavor
specific.
Yeah. So.
So it's not just if I say potato chip.
Yeah. No. There's what kind of potato chip? Yes. Yeah, so the brand and the flavor and all that. Right.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you something that's not on the list, but I love the Better Made Red Hot popcorn. Like that's great. I wouldn't say popcorn. I would say Better Made Red Hot popcorn.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay.
Which is elite.
So I will start, and I will say, I'm just going with the original. The original Doritos.
Original Doritos.
The nacho cheese flavored Doritos.
Original Doritos is number one on the list. Well done.
There you go.
But we're far from done, people. We're far from done because we're trying to get the whole top 10. So 248-539-9797. What deserves to be on this list of the top 10 potato chips? Gator's a lot to choose from here. And I, as always, because there's a lot to choose from, I always think, we probably won't get it done. We probably won't get all 10.
But we'll find out. 248-539-9797.
Can I tell you that when I, in my moment of weakness, the chip, my go-to potato chip, came in at number 20, so it's outside the top 10, okay. So I'll tell you what it is.
Sure.
It's the Fritos Honey Barbecue Twist.
Those are good. Those are real good.
When, in my moments of weakness.
Do you like Doritos, regular Doritos?
They're good, but I like the Fritos Honey Barbecue Twist better. So, like, you know, with me, find something I like, lock in. I don't branch out very often. But regular Doritos are good. There's no doubt about it. All right, people, 248-539-9797. What is on the list of the top 10 potato chips? Gator got number one Doritos. What do you think is on the list? We got a Brandon in Shelby Township here on 97.1. Hi, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
We're good.
So jalapeno chips, specifically a kettle jalapeno chip, but I'm going to say jalapeno chips.
Gator, do you think a kettle jalapeno chip made it?
I don't, but I mean, I get it. Kettle chips are great, and you got specific with a jalapeno flavor.
Brandon, it did not make the top 10. 248-539-9797.
I feel like asking, is it unfair to say, did kettle chip make it?
We'll do that later. All right. We go to Juan next on 97.1. Hello, Juan.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, sir?
All right. We got to go with a Better Made Red Hot. That's the potato chip to me. Better Made Red Hot.
Better Made Red Hot potato chips are outstanding, although I'm not sure if they're as nationally renowned as they are locally.
Gator, do you think
I think the flavor is excellent, but I believe, well, I got a lot of family in Mississippi, and Mississippi was late on everything. Sago, but lately they've been last 10 years, they've been having Better Made Red Hot in Mississippi. So
I'm going to say it's not because I still think it's regional, but I hope it is because it's one of my favorites.
It did not win, but you're right. It is very good. 248-539-9797, the Better Made Red Hot potato chip. JC in South Lyon, you're next. Hi, JC.
Good. How you guys doing?
All right. Good, sir.
All right. I'll tell you what. Ruffles potato chips. Sold them for 35 years.
It's classic. Just regular plain old Ruffles.
Just a standard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Unflavored Ruffles. Is that your guess, right?
I'll take that. Yeah, it could be sour cream and cheddar, but...
Okay, give us one. What is it? You get one guess.
Yeah, Ruffles, plain.
Okay, Gator, do you think plain Ruffles made it?
I don't think plain Ruffles made it. I think you may have been onto something, but...
It did not, JC. Plain Ruffles did not make it. 248-539-9797. Rob in Pontiac, you're next. Hi, Rob.
Hey.
What's up?
Funyuns.
Funyuns, Gator. Do you think Funyuns made the top 10?
I don't think Funyuns made it, but I think that they're on a list. I don't think it's top 10.
Well, you're exactly right. Funyuns did not make the top 10. They came in at 11.
Look at that.
So close, Rob.
Close, Rob.
Best potato chips. 248-539-9797. Mike in Royal Oak, you're next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Good. I got Great Lakes, Michigan barbecue cherry chips.
Oh, the barbecue cherry chips. Yes, from Great Lakes. Those are my, I think those are my wife's favorite, my daughter's favorite. Gator, do you think they made the top 10? This is national list.
I do not.
Yeah, they didn't. Too local. But those are really good.
I've had them. They're good. I enjoy them. It's a unique flavor. It is, and I don't think it's for everybody.
Josh in Grand Rapids, you're next on 97.1. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go with Hot Cheetos.
Gator, do you think Hot Cheetos made the top 10?
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, yes.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos checks in at number 3 on the list, Josh.
Way to go, Josh.
Well done. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve next on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
All right, I got two. Can I give an honorable mention? Because I know it won't be on the list.
No.
If you know it's not going to be on it, he says it's not going
to be. Just go with the one you think is going to be on the list.
Original Pringles. You can't say no to them.
Original Pringles, Gator. Do you think the original Pringles made it?
I'm going to say no. And the only reason I'm going to say no is because Pringles gives you so many options that I feel like, why would I go with plain Pringles when I can get this, 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 or this? But I like Pringles a lot.
Didn't quite make the top 10, Steve. It came in at 18. Throw us your honorable mention.
Yeah, what the
honorable
hell? Mention? Yeah, you say, you have no
you say it's not going to be on the list.
My honorable mention, I love them, but I know it won't be on the list. It's Munchos.
Wow, Munchos.
Munchos are pretty good.
Yeah, Munchos, man, you could cut the roof of your mouth with the Muncho.
You got to be careful.
Let's go to Dan in Grand Rapids. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to go. It's either Bubba Ray's or Bubba J's barbecue chip.
Gator, do you think it made the top 10?
That specific brand? No.
It did not. 248-539-9797. Hey, these are all, I'm sure, very good to people.
Yeah.
And don't be offended if they don't make the top 10. This is a nationwide list.
Yeah, so we always get pissed that somebody didn't make the top 10.
Yeah, if there's something that's kind of regional, though, it might not, and unfortunately for us, better made, like the guy who had the Great Lakes Cherry Barbecue.
Yeah, those are great, but they're more regional or local.
Joe in Pontiac, you're next. Hi, Joe. Got to keep your radio down, Joe.
Yeah, let's go.
Right, let's go to John. You're next on 97.1. Hi, John.
Hello.
Yep, hey, John. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, you tell us.
All right, Better Made Rainbow.
Do you think the Better Made Rainbow made the top 10?
I don't. I think they're great, and I don't think it's on the list.
It is not. Vincenzo, you're next on 97.1. Hi, Vincenzo.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Talked to you guys yesterday about the Lions. We're going to go top 10 pick. We're going to go Lay's sour cream and onion.
Gator, do you think Lay's sour cream and onion made the list?
Yes.
Number 7 on the list is a Lay's sour cream
and onion. I have a hard time stop eating out of the bag of chips if it's the sour cream and onion.
Really?
It's tough.
Kareem, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Kareem.
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
What's up?
I know I heard you guys say Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but have we mentioned just regular Cheetos?
Regular, not.
Flamin' Hot has been mentioned. Regular has not.
I'm going with regular, man.
Checks in at number 10. Yeah. Regular Cheetos, number 10.
Cheetos are great.
Well done.
Nice job.
You have one. Let's go to Keith in Detroit. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up?
First time caller. I don't like these chips myself, but I got to know it's on the list because all the kids love them. I'm going to go with the Takis, the Fuego.
Takis. Gator, are you familiar with the Takis?
I'm not familiar with them at all.
Okay, one thing he's right about, kids love Takis. My son and his buddies, Takis. They check in at 17 on the list. They didn't make the top 10, but they did get some love. Let's go to Rob in Detroit. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Rob.
Hey, sour cream and cheddar ruffles.
Sour cream and cheddar ruffles, Gator. Do you think they made it?
Yep.
They check in at number 4 on the list.
Yeah,
well done.
Great.
Yep, very well done. Let's go.
Hold up very well to a dip. Great chip.
Chris on a cell. Hi, Chris.
I was going to say the Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips, Gator.
I love the Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip. I don't think it's on the list, but I love it. Not in the top 10.
It comes in at 13, and we got a trend going here. People are getting more between 11 and 20 than they are 1 and 10. Let's take one more. We got a Max in Ann Arbor. Hi, Max.
How's it going, boys?
We're good.
I'm going to give you a hot take. Cool Ranch Doritos,
cool
better
ranch,
than nacho.
Cool Ranch Dorito. Do you think that?
First of all, I don't think that's a hot take. I think there's a preference. I think it's pretty well split. I think everybody loves Doritos, and just which one do you love more? And yes, I do think Cool Ranch Doritos are on the list.
Number 8. Right. Well done. We will round out the top 10, tell you what else made the top 10. And I'll give you a personal.
People did reasonably well.
They did. It did pretty well. I mean, almost every chip that got mentioned was in the top 20. But we're looking for the top 10. We'll tell you what made the top 10. And I found a new favorite chip that had no chance of making this list. But I was looking for something to use to dip.
Like
a vegetable dip. I found
like
what I like.
Vegetable dip.
Yeah. I'll tell you what that is today at 12:50. More of your phone calls and feedback as well. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.